The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Closer, my child.
What's going on, y'all? Back with another mixtape. Once again, I got my buddy Brian with me. And we're going to show you some videos today. And if you guys are listening on the Audio Only podcast, I'd appreciate a 5-star review. And if you're watching, please hit the subscribe button. It really helped me out. With that being said, what's going on, Brian?
Appreciate the 5-star review. I just got to clarify that that is needed. But yes, I'm doing good. Camera broke. A little bit of technical difficulties. It's all good now. And I'm situated, so I'm ready. I'm ready. Let's do this. I want to watch some funny videos, or at least let's laugh. Let's try to laugh.
I was sad today, but there was a comment in the comment section that saying that the best episode we did was the first one. And I don't necessarily disagree. I mean, I thought the first one was very good, but I was telling Brian that I said maybe it was better because we had all the videos in the world to choose from because we'd never done this show before. Now finding them weekly, I still think there's an endless amount of them, but at the same time, we were commenting that there were some funny videos at the first episode, and we'd like to find some more funny ones. So if you guys got funny ones that are sort of relevant, obviously anything's related to conspiracy, please, we really do want you to send us some videos for that. So if you got anything cool, please send it to us.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it. Next episode, we'll try to make it more entertainingly comical. I mean, we talk about so many dark things all the time.
Yeah, it's nice to lighten it up with a little bit of levity when we can. Okay, with that being said, let's go right to some hard hitting stuff that people are talking about. This might not be, I don't want to preface that the show's going to get better in later weeks because this episode's going to be lit. But like, let's just start with the first video, and we'll just see where the show goes.
Apparently, police have their suspect in the United Healthcare CEO shooting. Someone recognized him at McDonald's and called police, and when they got there and arrested him, they found a fake ID, a manifesto, and a gun that he all brought with him to McDonald's. The same guy who plotted and successfully carried out the assassination of a health insurance CEO. The same guy who had the wherewithal to secure a fake ID for his travel and lodging to New York City so he couldn't be traced. The same guy whose only surveillance photo resembled every brown-haired frat guy tailgating at an SEC football game. The same guy who disappeared like a ghost, and all he had to do was dish the evidence and lay low. That guy decided to go to McDonald's, not drive through, go into McDonald's, and sit down long enough to be recognized, have the police called, and get arrested. And on his person, at McDonald's, he had the fake ID he used to get travel and lodging in New York City, a manifesto against the United States healthcare system, and the murder weapon. How lucky is that?
What do you mean it's not funny? That's hilarious.
Well, like I said, it's a little bit of a dark topic, but yeah, the guy had an excellent video.
How lucky is that? He says.
That's pretty lucky. It's pretty lucky that it worked out for authorities like that. It kind of reminds me in the way that, do you remember when that day in September 11th, I think the date was when there was that tragedy, and it just so happened that they found the terrorists' passports in multiple locations.
Oh, yes.
Everything else was destroyed. But they did find blocks from the World Trade Centers, they found passports. I think they even found a passport in a field in Pennsylvania after, you know, the other one. You know, not a lot was survived. Not a lot not lasted from those crashes, but the terrorist passports. So that's lucky, right? That's really lucky.
That is so lucky, bro. It's just beyond, it's literally beyond ridiculously lucky. I mean, clearly the god Loki is shining down on them and granting them good luck and catching criminals and exposing truth, or everybody is being lied to and they think you're a moron. And because, like, how stupid do you have to be? What footage? Okay, mind you, when they found the guy, you think a McDonald's worker, did you see the footage of the, when they found the footage they showed? All you see is this. This is all you see of the guy. That's it. He's wearing a mask. You barely see his eyebrows. His eyebrows do not line up in the footage with the dude that they chose.
Hmm.
And so you're like, that's the guy that they put, like, I didn't see any footage other than that released when they found him, supposedly. A McDonald's worker recognized the guy's little visor image of himself like this, and he recognized that guy.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of weird with going on with that. Like, this young, successful Ivy League school, you know, got everything in the world going for him, and he does this privileged person. And yeah, there's a lot of controversy going along with the people saying that they're happy that this healthcare CEO was killed, because, you know, we know that business is completely dirty. And also, yeah, like, there's just, it's just so weird that, yeah, it's almost like that really that guy did it. And supposedly he had really bad back problems, but when you see pictures of him, he still seems really fit. Even like the kind of the mugshot pictures, he looked very, like, lean and, like, in shape. It's like, if he had that kind of back pain to that level, it's kind of like, that's a little strange that he still was able to, I don't know, maintain whatever he, I don't know. Lots of things do not add up. Of course, everything that guy said in that video was like, yeah, all the reasons that he was caught like that, or the reasons he pulled this thing off and was hidden for so long. Oh, I got a lot of questions. Let's put it that way.
A McDonald's worker recognizing this guy, and he just from his eyes, bro. McDonald's worker recognized the guy from his eyes. That's just, you got to be kidding me. Like, for real. So, like, that just seems so outlandish. And, like, it's this rinks of MK Ultra. So I'm gonna tell you what happened, guys. Let's talk about
I was thinking that. I was thinking that you almost got a guy who looks like a model.
Yeah.
And I was getting, like, the Derek Zoolander vibes, where he went to a day spa, and it found out it was, like, months later he got back, and he's like, no, it's been months, dude. He's like, no. And then he checks his messages. He's got about 1,000 missed messages. Yeah, that is a few more than normal. And so, yeah, he comes back, and then this happens. Yeah, like a guy who was very social and successful. It's like, and then he's just withdrawn for 3 months, and he comes back and he does something like this.
Laughable. Okay, yeah. So here's the thing. So my buddy is a military personnel, and he, like, was reviewing the footage in the first place, and he was like, "This guy is using this gun. He sends me what gun it is, and he said he's using this silencer. He's like, here's a video of the silencer." And he's like, he's using this, and the way he dumps the bullet, it's a single chamber bullet round. It makes almost zero sound. And he, like, shoots it, and he dumps the bullet like this, and then loads it and shoots again, and then dumps the bullet like this again. He said that gun is only this gun, basically. And he was just like, this is, and I watched it, and I'm like, oh, that's the same gun. And he's like, got the silencer in it and everything. And, like, dude, you can't hear that gun barely at all when it shoots. It's crazy. With the silencer on it, it is insane. That dude didn't have a 3D printed gun. He had a silencer in the footage.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people said. Especially when you heard he had a silencer, it's like, this guy was a professional doing this.
Yeah, dude, this is ridiculous. You guys are like literally, how stupid do they think we are? That, like, bro, he's got a silencer, and you're all telling everybody, ooh, and we found a 3D printed ghost gun on the guy. No, you didn't. Like, that's not the gun he used. He didn't use a 3D printed gun. He used a single chamber gun, and he dumps the bullet with one round. And so, like, you see him doing it. And so it's very clear that this is a dude that knows what he's doing. It's very clear. My friend that evaluated, he's kind of like, yeah, dude, this dude's a military guy. Like, he's very clearly trained. He's like, the way he's shooting, the way he's holding the gun, the way he's operating in this, it's like very clear. Dude just like comes in, pop, pop, pop. So this is a mercenary attack. And then they're framing this kid. And this kid's probably an MKUltra subject as well, who's being taken the bait. He probably has gone. His parents are probably therapists, I'm guessing. And, you know, who knows what other kind of things, or doctors or something that are involved in MKUltra. And there's all kinds of things connected to that. Or he's been through stuff. And he's put under hypnosis to believe this narrative. And right now they're trying to program him to believe that he is the guy that killed him. That's probably what's happening right now.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing with MKUltra is not that. So if you guys are not familiar, MKUltra was this program by those three letter agencies back in the day. And then it was obviously progressions of this. But a lot of people know, like I said, I mentioned Zoolander. They could create Manchurian candidates. At least that's what they were. One of the goals was. But it was also to implant false memories in people, too. So it's kind of interesting to think that they could potentially get somebody to go assassinate somebody, but they could also probably get somebody to take the fall because they made them think they did it, you know? Cause yep. so two ways, it could have been this kid. If they mess with him enough, maybe they did train him to do this in the short amount of time, a la Derek Zoolander, or he's not the same guy, but he actually does believe he's done it because of this program. Either way, it's hard to know. And I guess the real question is like that. Why did somebody want this guy taken out? Or I guess the question is like, this guy had a lot of reasons why people would want to take him out, but maybe it's, I don't know. It seems like this is the wrong guy to do that for just healthcare reasons. Cause it seemed like this guy's a person of privilege. You know what I'm saying? Like that, we all have gotten upset about our healthcare these days and our health insurance, but it doesn't seem like this person would be somebody who could not afford to take care of himself, take care of his family, even after some bad, you know, expensive healthcare or whatever, things that were not covered, right?
Yeah. The real question is, what did this healthcare dude, the guy that got killed, what was he planning on doing? What was he in talks of doing? That's what we should look into, honestly.
Yeah.
Is like people, I don't know why the internet hasn't like gone into full depth and exposed that. Everybody's like focused on the guy who is clearly not the dude. But we should figure out why the healthcare worker guy was getting shot. Like, was he going to go against the system in some way? Or was his death to assimilate the company so that way the government can bring in a better system of governmental health, you know, because he was some type of lead person. That's really what we need to be looking to the answers.
That's a good call mm-hmm. because the one part of the story makes no sense, just looking at this kid or not kid, you know, young man, that it doesn't make sense and we're asking the wrong kind of questions, and we need to start asking the right questions about what could be the bigger thing afoot. Okay, with that being said, we're going to go right to the next video. We're going to try to keep it a little more snappy this week. I've got another interesting video, and Brian, I think I'm interested in hearing your take about this one.
You're telling me we don't know what the hell these drones are in New Jersey are? Is that correct?
That's right.
It's crazy. I mean, that's crazy. That's madness that we don't know what these drones are.
Today, we heard from a member of the FBI, the DOJ, Border Patrol, and even a rep from the NFL. All of whom say that their operations in some way or another have been hampered by drones coming into the United States. And while several of these entities talked about drones that come from criminal organizations or our adversaries, like Mexican drug cartels or the Chinese government, for example, it was pretty clear that the drones flying over New Jersey at this point are still unknown. Lawmakers at times were frustrated. The FBI and other agencies couldn't tell them more about what these things are or where they come from. The FBI only saying it seems as though right now they don't pose a threat. Several members asked whether we could just bring one down.
Let's go get that DOD capability and find out and put to rest the question, who is it? We can bring one down tomorrow.
But it became pretty clear that as lawmakers continued to ask more questions about these drones over New York and New Jersey, federal agencies didn't have answers for them.
So this is suspicious, but at the same time, it's also stupidicious. Okay, and here's okay. what I mean by this. So like we have guns. I don't know, in the UK has these guns right now. They're EMP guns where they can shoot them at electrical okay. cars and kill the motor, because there was criminals like taking electric e-bikes and they soup them up and they were going by and just e-bikes bag snatching and then rolling off with your stuff. So the police there now have these guns, these EMP guns that they can shoot at your little electrical bike and boom, your bike goes down and the electric circuits like just fried. Did you know that? That's crazy, isn't it?
I mean, like, I believe it. I actually have an anecdote about drones and that kind of technology, if you want to hear it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Go for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, I had a friend who does some like spear fishing. Like, he literally goes offshore, and you know, I live at the coast, so I know a lot of people, a lot of fishermen. Anyways, they were talking about this time they were going out in the ocean and they were going deep sea fishing. Well, not deep sea, but they were going offshore fishing, and they had these drones and they can use these to help find where the fish are. Well, what's interesting about where I live is, I'm near the Norfolk area, and like Hampton Roads, Tidewater, Virginia has a bunch of military bases, lots of them. So, I mean, NOB is like the biggest Navy base in the whole world. At least it's been, maybe there's one bigger now, but it's huge. So there's lots of places that the airspace is restricted. You couldn't just go fly your drone anywhere around here. Otherwise you probably wouldn't get it back. Yeah.
Would it not allow it to fly, or would you just get in trouble if you fly it?
Well, I don't have a drone, so I really don't know. But what's interesting is he was telling me that there's certain parts of the ocean and stuff like that around where the bases are. And he said that his friend was flying this drone off the boat, and he all of a sudden he saw that it was being lowered down to like
just
the ocean. It was like, it was starting to drop. Mm-hmm. And so he was like, oh man, full throttle, let's go get to the drone before it gets lost in the ocean. And he said when they got there, there was like this military drone that was about 4 foot by 4 foot. And it was like, it was right there. And he said, eventually, he said that thing kind of like when they got there, eventually it took off, but then the drone started working again. And he was saying it was really spooky, because he was just like, he didn't know what they were going to see when they got there with seeing that. And so, yeah, I wonder if that thing had literally had some kind of, obviously this thing had some kind of power to make that thing lose power.
Interesting. Very interesting. Yeah, the UK was talking about their e-bike guns. They shoot them at e-bikes, I guess, and it can definitely make other things lose power or affect the electronics frequencies of it, cause the thing to land. They could put jamming signals in there. They mm-hmm. could have their drones can literally force mimic a signal that thinks your drone thinks it's trying to land, and it'll force your drone just to start landing.
That must have been what they were doing.
They could have easily done that. They could have easily broadcasted that signal for whatever type of drone it is. It'll just be like force land, and then it'll just cause it to land and then shut off. Like, dude, there's so many signals that you can control in this drone space. So it's like, you know, to try to figure out like what these drones are flying overhead, it just seems like just a distraction. Honestly, it seems silly and stupid to me. Sure, maybe it's our government. It's our own government doing it.
I think that's the obvious answer when it's like, well, why wouldn't they find out whose they are? It's because they know whose they are. I mean, it's like they don't want to say whose they are. And I mean, that's what seems really obvious, because, yeah, otherwise it's like they don't think it poses a threat. Oh, really? Oh, that's comforting. You know, like, what are they going to wait till it does something bad? And then they're like, oh, well, they seemed nice.
They seem like, yeah, right?
Like the. When by the time they get dragged in front of Congress, it's like, don't you think that these people would have said, all right, before we go, we're going to have some answers? But they're going to go in front of Congress and they'll have no answers at all.
Yeah.
It's because they're not allowed to say.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
And so why are they there? I guess I have no idea. I have no idea what they're doing with them. It is weird. It is kind of like causing panic on people, though, because, yeah, it is weird.
Dude, we have police drones that fly over here where I'm at in LA area, and like they fly around all the time, and they're literally like, during 4th of July, they have these police drones that go out everywhere in the sky, and they're just like looking for people that are shooting illegal fireworks, and they just like hover over whatever house is doing it, you know, and then they write you a ticket. They're just police drones that just film everything.
This reminds
Orwellian.
Me of like, yeah, that definitely some 1984 stuff, but also like the Terminator movies where, you know, when they show the future and they're always showing like obviously the T-800s and the skeleton looking robots. But then they always show that like kind of drone looking thing flying around. And it's just like, yeah, they're normalizing this, but you know, maybe what they could be doing is they are trying to stir people up because they want people to be focusing on the sky because maybe something's going to come. Maybe they're trying to, this is part of them. You know, you combine this with all the UAP stuff, the UFO stuff, and maybe they're going to say like, hey, people are going to be concentrating looking at the sky and that's good because we want them to see something.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, like, I just feel like, why can't we just like, we could easily just like shoot them down. Like we could easily shoot.
Well, we
down.
Could, but I mean, like, well, I mean, they could, we could, but they're not doing it. So I mean, so obviously, we have to think past what they're saying. All I know is, I do not believe them.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I do not believe for sure. Next, let's see.
Okay, let's check out the next vid. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll play my video from today.
And the newest member of the Black Eye Club is the senator from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell. Yeah, so just weeks after Jay Leno joins the club, Mitch McConnell takes a tumble on Capitol Hill after having lunch with some Republicans. And he hurts his wrist and hurts his left eye. Yeah, so he's got a nice little shiner and a bandage under his left eye. Guys, it's like 99% of the time when these people hurt their eyes, it's the left eye, the eye of Horus. Now, I know, Mitch McConnell's very old and he had a very public brain malfunction on national TV not that long ago. So it could have been an accident. With that being said, why isn't this guy at home with his grandkids? Why is he still on Capitol Hill, like, doing things? Please tell me he's not voting on things. I'm not trying to be mean or anything like this, but this guy cannot walk without falling down. So why is he still there? Guys, for real, there's too many coincidences for these things to be coincidences. Why do all these celebrities, these politicians, these famous people show up with black eyes, particularly the left eye? Unless it's secret society funny business. Let me know what you guys think in the comments.
Oh, yeah. That definitely seems a little suspicious. I don't know what Mitch McConnell is up to because he is. Did I remember that part where he just kind of like fudded and like had like a mental break?
Yeah, they call him like, Glitch McConnell.
Glitch McConnell. That's a pretty good one. Yeah, I just thought he's just like, and it was like, oh, let's get him off stage. It's like, bro, these people do not know what they're doing. They're just puppets. And so, like, and if you disobey the puppet master, maybe you get a little slap on the wrist. Like, did they really say he took a fall and that's how it happened?
Yeah, they said he fell leaving a lunch or something like that. And he hurt his wrist and he hurt, it was again, so he like hurt a hand, like hurt hand wrist, kind of almost like the Leno thing where he like one part of him's hurt. I don't know. It's kind of like if you hurt your hand, it seems like you would got your hand in front of your face before you fell and hit. But I mean, again, this guy is old and he obviously is. I mean, I can believe that he fell.
I was going to say, I kind of think maybe he could have because he's so like off.
Yeah, he's already. Very frail looking for sure.
He just looks like a sickly old man, but it's definitely suspicious.
Well, let's add a little bit more suspicion here with this one. I almost made a second video, but I figured I'd just save it for here. Brian, check out this little article right here.
Okay.
So this is just a couple days ago. Chevy Chase. look at a picture from his Instagram. His eye is just blackened like you wouldn't believe.
Why? What? When did this happen?
Look at that picture, Brian.
Okay, why has he got it now?
Well, good question. Here's what it said in the article right here. It says, in response to growing curiosity, the rep joked to TMZ, he does not like to brag, but he fights crime late at night. You can thank him later. Yeah, in all seriousness, Chevy's rep assured us the comedy legend was just fine, revealing the funny man just bumped his head in his hotel room, rushing for a meeting. Okay, BS.
bumped your eye when you bumped your head?
That's the thing. It's like, you know why black eyes usually happen to only certain people? It's because they were punched in the eye, because it's like our eye sockets are just about the same size as a fist. Yeah. Because otherwise, it's like we do have, like, you know, we have cheekbones, and then we have our eye sockets are recessed a little bit. So normally, mm-hmm. when you would fall, and it's probably obviously, like, God probably intended it that way, that, like, your eyeballs are not sticking out in front of your nose. Otherwise, you would really probably, you could injure your eyesight really easily. So the fact when somebody has a black eye, like, especially, like, so Mitch McConnell's was more on the cheek, but a lot of people, when they get black eyes, it's usually right under the eye. Mm-hmm. Now, Chevy Chase's eye is jacked up. Not quite as bad as Jay Leno, because it was whole side of his face, but, like, that looks like, that looks like somebody punched him in the eye, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree.
So I have a practical question. If he was fighting crime, does that mean he got into a fight with Mitch McConnell? because maybe that's the only way. Because I said, I can maybe buy that. It's like he was on the good side if he was fighting Mitch. But, like, that's like, it really does almost seem like that there's a geriatric fight club happening right now.
Geriatric fight club.
And people say, you know, like, you know what? Somebody in the comment section actually made a good point. The reason they're most often on the left is because most people are right-handed. So if you throw a punch, most people are going to throw a punch, a right-handed punch. So you're going to punch somebody in the left eye, right?
Mm.
Right?
That's a good point.
So, yeah, you're going to come over this and you're going to hit the other person in the left.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Obviously Chevy was fighting a southpaw, because he got that in the right eye.
Yeah, maybe so. All right.
You can't, next. Like I said, you really just can't make this stuff up. That I said, isn't it interesting though too? Clark Griswold, right? Clark Griswold got a black eye right before everyone was about to watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Everybody's watching this time here. Oh yeah, Clark Griswold. You never seen National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation?
I maybe have seen it a long time ago, but I don't recall. I vaguely remember it, but I kind of know what it is.
Brian, I love you. Let me see. Okay, let's go to the next video. You're gonna like this one, Brian.
After the Civil War, these charlatans came up with these talking boards that they were going around and visiting all the widows, saying, I can contact your dead husband, the soldier who died. If you can pay me this amount, we can do it with this talking board. And they made a lot of money off of these poor widows. And then that eventually became what was being known as the Ouija board, which was bought by Hasbro Toy Company. And they're based in Salem, Massachusetts, the capital of witchcraft. And they have consultants who went into the development of these boards that became Ouija boards, and they are the first to say that they asked the board what its name is, and it said Ouija, which means nothing. And the first year they went to market, the number one board game was Monopoly, and that year Ouija boards outsold Monopoly by 1 million boards. So it was embraced by the culture, like, fast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's opening a portal right into hell.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I like what that guy has to say. That dude, I'm pretty sure that dude watched some of my videos before he went on Tucker Carlson, because he, like, straight up said lines, like, directly from one of my videos that went viral. And mm-hmm. and so that guy, like, was talking about everything that I talk about in the Tucker Carlson stuff. So I'm like, he seems interesting if he's legit, not just, like, repeating information that he's learning.
Well, even if he was repeating what you said, wouldn't that be, like, mm-hmm. he agreed with you? So, like, you know, it's kind of like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all get information from each other.
Yeah,
you know,
course,
so
of,
like,
course, of course.
You should have quoted Demon Racers. Had you heard that? I mean, obviously I didn't know, like, the whole mythos of it, as far as going back to, like, the Civil War and trying to tell widows that they could. I think, is that true? Do you think that's true?
I don't think that's true, because actually the first board was the Enochian text. It was the Enochian board, and it was a queen something.
Enochian. Oh,
yes. The Enochian board was the first Ouija board created, and it was a form of, the earliest form of witchcraft. And these two, ministers that worked for the Queen of England or something, they were, you know, witches or whatever, warlocks you want to call them. They created the Enochian board to communicate with the spirits. And then she used that board to speak. And that was, like, the first technical sort of recorded thing that I could find in relation to the Ouija board. And so that evolved over time. It developed and evolved. It was kind of like a branch off of the Uma and the Thuman, like that kind of thing. It was like a branch.
Very interesting part of the Bible.
Yeah. And it was like a branched variation of that, but it was drawn from the Enochian text. And the Enochian text is not the Enoch book of Enoch. The Enochian is like the occult witchcraft text stuff, guys. So it's not like a good thing. Okay. And this is where the Enochian.
Well, I think that the Kabbalah is kind of like when you get into like the parts of the book of Enoch that are not really from first Enoch. They're like the later things that most scholars would agree. Mm-hmm. Those did not come from the original text or original writer, whoever wrote the first one. And that's where you get into like Enoch becoming like Metatron and very Kabbalistic type ideas that Enoch became like the head angel. So yeah. That's probably, so if they say like they're referencing that Enoch, mm-hmm. where it's like, yeah, I mean, that literally is kind of that Gnostic idea. Like you can become a god. So like if Enoch did it, then we can all do it and we could be ascended masters. And so, yeah, like obviously it's about, you know, Enoch did talk to the spirits, right? You know?
Oh, he totally did.
From a skewed view, mm-hmm. they would see what he was doing and trying to get power out of it. It's in the same way that
they worship Solomon. Yeah.
Well, yeah, right. But it's also in the same way that like that Enoch was a righteous man, but even the story in the book of Acts of Simon Magus, Simon the magician, he was seeing Peter perform miracles with the Holy Spirit, and he mm-hmm. wanted to buy that power.
Yeah.
So like somebody could see good, and they would in their minds, because their heart's wicked, try to want it for, you know, perverted gain.
I think that's
why they would probably reference mm-hmm. Enoch.
Yeah.
Not because all of Enoch is bad, but because
Enoch was communicating with the angels.
They got the wrong message from the book.
Yeah, exactly. Right. They got the wrong message. Enoch was communicating with the angels, and they wanted to communicate with the angels. Mm-hmm, so they created the Enochian text. And it was like literally them trying to be friends with the angels. Even though Enoch talked to the angels, he didn't talk to them in like good sense. He talked to them in like, yo, you're in trouble sense. So it wasn't like he was like their friend, like, hey, buddies. It was like,
right,
oh, hey.
Right, yeah. Well, he talked to the watchers, but obviously then was it Uriel and Michael and are showing him around heaven and showing him all the things of the whole realm. So very interesting. So, what did you think about what he said about the word Ouija though?
You know,
where you agree with him?
I don't know, honestly, to determine if that is true or not. I just know that demonic names, Ouija is like, it sounds like it's probably the name of some type of spirit. It means something. Like mm-hmm. he's like, oh, it means nothing. No, it doesn't. All demons.
Yeah, I have a hard time believing
name.
It means nothing.
Yes. Demons give names to things because it means something. And so you just don't know what it means because he's not educated in the occult. I haven't looked into too much stuff in pertaining to the term where it actually came from, but I'll check it out and see what I can find and see if I can give you a better answer next time something comes up.
It is pretty interesting though that like that's the way the culture sees a Ouija board as they compare it to Monopoly. Like it's a board game just because it's a board.
So
ridiculous. That's pretty sick. I mean, it's pretty interesting to me that it was such a good seller right away, which I would have thought like, you know, America's obviously been moving away from God. They've been for a long time, but like that it would have started out such a hit. I mean, that's disappointing.
Yeah, and just so you know, like you can use anything to be a Ouija board. You could use your, you know, think about this. It's called the Lesser Keys of Solomon. Why do you think it's called a keyboard? Okay. It's mm-hmm. it's a form of a Ouija board. It's the keys, right? It's the key to understanding or locking the knowledge. That's why they call your typewriter is called a keyboard. It's literally telling you that they are the understanding. Like people use Ouija board. They use anything for Ouija board. Okay, like you can use anything to try to communicate. It's anything that you're trying to pull understanding from in the spiritual sense. Okay, so you can literally think you're being a Christian Jesus and use the Bible as a Ouija board, dude. And you're like, oh, it's the Lord is speaking to me. Demons will respond to you. Like, go ahead. You know, you do something like that. They're going to show up. If you're looking for answers, they hear your call and that's how they show up. So it's just like your desire for knowledge and understanding will attract them.
All right, let's check out the next vid. Okay. Actually, I'm going to play some Bill Maher, believe it or not.
Scientific America,
uh-huh.
The magazine. I remember when it was around when I was
grew up with it. Yeah.
Grew up with it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, their editor had to quit. You saw this?
Yeah, I heard about it because she expressed some opinions. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Right, sure. But it sure didn't sound scientific. It didn't sound like the person I would want to be running Scientific America.
Okay.
It was a rant on Twitter. Okay. I could read it to you. It's really ugly. You know, I apologize to younger voters that my Gen X is so full of fucking fascists. Okay. I'm not for canceling anybody on either side.
Yeah.
But here's what I think is the scandal.
What?
This is in Scientific American.
Yeah.
Less than a year ago. Uh-huh. Inequity between male and female athletes is a result not of inherent biological differences between the sexes, but of biases in how they are treated in sports. That's nuts. And it sure ain't scientific, and it's in Scientific American. And that's why the Democrats lost the election. It's true.
Bill, every 20 minutes on your platform, you come up with another reason why the Democrats lost. No. You already have the answer. They lost the election. So anything you say
that's
is why
true.
They did it.
First of all, you don't watch this show, so you don't know that. I know you don't, and it's okay. But you talk as if you do, and you fucking don't. And that's okay. Just don't bullshit me. That's the one thing people can't ever do on your show is bullshit me. And that's fine. But I don't say that. I have very good reasons. But engage with the idea here. What I'm asking is, Scientific American is saying, basically, that the reason why an NBA, WNBA team can't beat the Lakers is because of societal bias.
What you're saying is not Scientific American says that. An editor for Scientific American says that, who no longer has the job. So don't indict a 170-year-old magazine because somebody...
Okay, this is called Scientific American, and they're printing something
because someone enters the cesspool that is social media and then participates in that exchange. Let's talk about science.
Why can't you just say this is not scientific and Scientific American should do better?
Well, does she still have her job?
No. Not because of this. I said the scandal is not her tweet.
Because that was like a year ago, was it? Which one was a year ago?
I think a year ago women still couldn't beat men in basketball or any other sport. And it wasn't because of society. You don't see a problem.
By the way,
here.
Long-distance swimming, women might actually have the advantage. You can look into that. Yeah.
Maybe long distance swimming. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. I've looked into it. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to file you under part of the problem.
Under part of the problem.
That part was amazing right there. I got to admit, it's like, yeah, Bill Maher, obviously, I'm not a fan, but.
No.
I'm also not a fan of Neil deGrasse Tyson, so him saying that where it's just like just deadpan, I'm going to file you under part of the problem. Wow. I mean, so I do love that clip, though, because it's kind of like that Neil deGrasse Tyson pretends to be a scientist all the time, and he's the one who a lot of people point to as having all the receipts and being the one somebody wants to debate. He's like Bill Nye, the science guy. He gets paid mm-hmm. to go talk. He gets paid to say what they want him to say. He's basically an actor. And like you can see it, when they get pushed in these positions, like that when we get into, you know, how many genders there are and equity in sports, and it's like that you can't just say, yes, there's physiological differences between men and women. Men are stronger, they're faster, they're more explosive, they're better at sports. Yeah, now, it doesn't mean every man is better than every woman. Of course not. But in general, men are better at sports than women.
In general, I think this is comical. I think this is ridiculous. And I like Bill Maher slightly because he's very liberal, obviously, in most of his agenda pieces. And I disagree with like 90% of what he says. But every once in a while, he'll like say something that you're like, wow, is he not a part of the club? It makes you wonder. if he's not a part of the club, because he'll say things that make like logical sense. And you're like, wait, he's kind of going against the narrative. You're like, huh? I wonder if Bill Maher is like not fully in like allowed to visit all the parties that they all go to, that the elites go to. I wonder if he's like a part of it, but he's not actually in it. He's just like some fool that's bought into the narrative without being paid. And he's like kind of like seeing some of the stuff, the holes in the curtain. Like, this is what I wonder about him, honestly.
Oh, he's in the club. I mean, he's definitely in the club. But I think that, I mean, I do wonder with people like this, where it's like that, how much autonomy they do have. Because I do think that he's, you know, like... For one, he's older. So he's like a lot of people who have like, yeah, he's still way liberal, but it's kind of in the same way that like if Bill Clinton from like the early 1990s was a politician today with having the exact same opinions, he would be far right, wouldn't he?
Yeah, that's true, probably.
You
yeah.
know, just based on the policies he had back then. So kind of like probably that Bill Maher's talk show was probably in its heyday, was right around the Clinton days. Like, you know what I mean? Like right in the early 90s, the mid 90s. But yeah, so now like when we see like maybe he's obviously he's gone further left because everybody's gone further left in this country. But he's obviously still trying to remain having some kind of like, you know, it's got like obviously it's like at some point people who do have a little bit of respect for, you know, themselves have to say like, I've already said all these other things. And it's like, I'm, you know, then you like, it's kind of like in the same way that we had Joe Biden pardon his son. And then obviously everybody who defended Joe Biden and said, we stand on the rule of law and like nobody's above the law, that we look like idiots now because we defended him. And then some people will actually say, he didn't lie. What? Like, you know, it's like there's lots of people. There's actually like Whoopi Goldberg and some of these obviously Democrat shills will say, oh, he actually didn't lie about that. Are you kidding me? Like, you know, I mean, like that to me is like you see somebody who sold their soul because they don't even know what's true anymore. Or they're just obviously just repeating things that they know are not true. And it's like, so yeah, Bill Maher. Still pretty awful, but occasionally, yeah. I mean, I do. I gotta admit, I like seeing the left eat their own at times.
You know, and I agree. And I gotta say something interestingly. So that you mentioned that Bill, he'll never pardon his son. I sent multiple clips of him saying that, and then multiple clips of who is that woman? The woman that speaks at the thing with the she's got like the curly hair. I forget. Anyway, so she's. That woman that
his press secretary
that woman. And so she speaks and she's like, he will not be pardoning his son. He will not pardon his son. And so somebody put together all the clips, right? And then I sent it to my liberal friend and he goes, that's fake. And I'm like, what?
Oh my gosh, wow.
What? And he literally thinks it's fake news. He literally thinks that they see it. He's like they AI generated all his old clips. And I'm like, bro,
man, that's scary, man.
Everyone's a conspiracy theorist at this point, almost, it seems like. Whether you're right or left, it's just you're either conspiracy delusional or you're conspiracy truth. It's like but at a certain point, there's so much lying and deceiving going on, you have to believe in conspiracy now at this point to even hold your perspective.
Man, that's wild. But I mean that's what we were saying. We were talking about like Project Bluebeam.
Yeah, Project Bluebeam.
Everybody
for sure.
was talking about like seeing holograms in the sky, but it's like now they've made like clips online and like TV stuff where it's like people don't believe them anymore because it could be, you know, deep fakes and it could be AI generated. It could be like, you know, now it's like it's really difficult to know what is legitimate. I've been called AI at one point. Because it was like my audio, my video was like off sync. And you're like, guys, my goal is for everything to look perfect and crisp. But guess what? I don't have enough memory to make everything 60 frames per second. It's just like, you know, not everything is so smooth. But wow. I mean, that's troubling. That's troubling because obviously that's the kind of a thing where like, well, I'll show you video. I'll show you books I'll show you in writing, and it's like they won't believe, oh, it's been altered. You know?
Totally get
scary,
that.
Man.
I get that. I get that.
All right, let's go to the next vid. Oh, let's change the subject right quick.
It's my birthday. I'm not turning 42. I'm turning 5 this year. I'm turning 5 years old, and I have to go to kindergarten tomorrow. Baby strawberry, a very, very cute baby cake that my friend, it really kind of hurts my feelings that the paparazzi make my face look like I'm wearing like a white Jason mask. It doesn't even look like me. They've always been incredibly cruel to me, the paparazzi in pictures, and the way they've illustrated me to be. In some of it, I know I'm not perfect at all by any means, but some of it is extremely mean and cruel, and that's why I've moved to Mexico.
Oh man,
so Brittany's doing well.
Brittany, poor Brittany, dude. Save Brittany, man. Like, you know, the thing is, like, it's something in our spirit knows, like, there's something not right. And it's like, you feel bad for these people. Like, poor Brittany was MK Ultra, guys. Just so you guys know, that's a prime example of somebody that's been MK Ultra'd. Like, something happened to her at a young age that her brain disassociated from her reality. And somehow she's gone down to 5 years old. I don't know. Something might have happened at 5 that she was molested or something terrible, but it happened to her, and it's literally affected her brain to the point where now, like, the demonic spirits have stifled her growing up. So she spent so much time being a child that when you've seen her, that wasn't even her in her body. So what you're seeing now is the demons that left this vessel that was using it, and now you're getting this little child version. This looks like a perpetually frozen in teenage person in an adult body, because that's when the demon entered this girl and started living the life through her, and she was frozen in a state of perpetual 14-year-old self. You know, and so this is actually exactly what MKUltra does. It evokes demons into people, and then they, through hypnosis, and it paralyzes them at that certain age, and it stunts your growth in a sense, but it stunts your mental growth. And so you're experiencing, you're seeing somebody that is, whatever entity was controlling her has left her, and now you're seeing the vessel, the empty vessel of the person without the demon fully in control. I'm sure she's still got little demons that are trying to manage her in some capacity, but like the main one that was living her life has left. And that's why you see this broken, confused, like nothing existing human. That's literally what's going on.
Yeah, it really is. It's like that. I wonder if like the reason she is 5 now, yeah, because she's trying to revert back to the time where it was not horrible for her life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, yeah, I mean, obviously, regardless of whether it was some 3-letter agency did it, it's like you have somebody who's obviously experienced a lot of trauma in her life. And it is interesting how people were talking about like Free Britney and all this stuff. And it was like that whole campaign to get her trust, like all her money. And I remember thinking at the time, it was like, it's not money that she needs. Like she, you know, like I'm sure she's got enough money to live comfortably. There's something that she's really lacking, and it's not money. You know, not saying like that I think the people who had her money and in control of it are good. They're not. But at the same time, like, yeah, there's things that the money cannot buy. And she needs that. She needs Jesus. She needs deliverance. She needs
She needs
people who like
she
would
needs
really
freedom.
Mm-hmm.
She needs deliverance, absolutely. Britney Spears, if you want prayer, hit me up, bro. Like, I will pray for you, and you know, we'll get some of that stuff broken off you and heal your mind, and then that way your mind can go back to the normal state. Because it's like, bro, I feel so bad for her. Like, she's not even there. There's just like a bunch of little lesser demons just kind of managing that poor person as a vessel, as a shell. And it's like really, really sad. And I just feel terrible for her.
Yeah, that's Bummer. it's Yeah, it is kind of difficult to watch. All right, maybe we'll keep on the celebrity theme here. I've got a video I saved a while back. Let's see. This is sort of funny, maybe. Let's see. This is a comedian.
When they was little kids, I used to take them to Disney a lot. I used to take them to Disney all the time, right? But I ain't take them like normal people. No. That's right. We went on the Illuminati package. That's right. We wasn't out there waiting to meet the characters like everybody else. We backstage chilling with the characters. That's right. I smoked a joint with Goofy. And Minnie gave me a lap dance. Rubbed that big rat ass on me. Ah, that's right, man. My kids had it good. Had much better than me. Because when I was a kid, we went to Disney. That's right. Me, my mother, my brothers, we went to Disney as poor people on a church trip. Sad already, ain't it?
Very disturbing. Very disturbing.
You think that Chris Rock is in Club 33 over at Disney? You think that's what he was talking about, the Illuminati package?
Yeah, if he said he went on the Illuminati package, he's definitely a part of Club 33. For those who don't know, at Disney, there is Club 33. It is a hidden secret club. It's right next to the Haunted Mansion, I believe it is, across from the little bay. And there's a door, and it says, just says 33 on it, next to some bathrooms, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a hidden club. I've stood right next to it and looked at it. But this is before I was aware. I would never go to Disney now, by the way, side note. But the... I went and checked it out just because my friend was like super obsessed with it. And he was like, oh, yeah, it's Club 33, blah, blah, blah. It's amazing. And he didn't know what it was either until he started working there. And then he became like a guest celebrity tourist for like the celebrities when they'd come, and he would tour them around Disney or something. And it's this hidden Illuminati. It's a Freemason club. You have to be a part of the Freemasons. And you get free stuff at Club 33. You get to go to Club 33. There's all these
free tickets and everything. Look, it's $16,000 per year and an initiation fee of $35,000.
No, that's for those that pay. That's not for the part that are 33. If you're a 33rd degree Mason, there's like secret ways of getting
it free. Well, point being is like that.
That's for the layman.
It's absolutely insane, though, that they're charging this to anybody, and yet the kind of people that are involved in this club, and yeah, as you were saying, like that, yeah, that obviously you guys are not aware. Obviously, 33 is a very, you know, famous or infamous number when it comes to these secret clubs. Many people speculate if Walt Disney was a 33rd degree Mason. He was actually in a boys club that was like an offshoot of the Rosicrucians. I think it was like, I forgot what the club was actually called that he was in, but it was not actually, I don't know that you, I looked this up. A lot of people say that Walt Disney was a 33rd degree Mason, but it's difficult. You can't find that.
He
was in a youth club, and obviously it seems likely just based on all the Disney stuff. Yeah, he was.
All of his connections, and then also the fact that he worked with Wernher von Braun, and you know, like, and the things that he's associated with, and he puts Club 33. But so my friend, that's a Mason that I grew up with, he's like a Freemason that I grew up with, and he would never let me know anything about stuff. But he would get free tickets to special things that you couldn't get access to all the time, and like his dad was some high level Freemason, and like he would never let me go, but I know he would be like, oh yeah, I went to the Magic Castle. He had free tickets to the Magic Castle all the time. He had like special access to all these events because his dad was some high level Freemason thing. And you know, and he would never bring me because to him I was a poor kid or something, and I wasn't worth being brought. He's like, it's not for you or people like you, even though he was my friend because we went to school together, but and we were good friends, but he just wouldn't bring me to his Freemasonry stuff. But he got into all kinds of things all the time for special events and special stuff. And so yeah, there is a, you know, I actually tried to call the Disney police department. Did you know that Disney has their own police department, by the way?
I have heard that, which is interesting, that like that I remember at one point, I think that there was that battle between the governor for Florida.
DeSantis.
DeSantis. He was talking about like making them pay their taxes and all this kind of stuff. There was like, it was kind of like all these things, these perks that Disney had that we had no idea they had, or like how they ever got that. These
they're
deals.
They're actually like a city or something, like registered as like some separate city in a way.
Yeah.
And they have, and even in LA and Disneyland here in California, that's Disney World, but Disneyland has their own police department. Okay. So I called the Disneyland police department to try to figure out how many kids went missing and how many missing reports. And they were like, why are you asking this information? I was like, oh, I was just doing a study on it. Wanted to know. And dude, they called me back and they had like they interrogated me. They wanted to know why I was looking for the information on how many children go missing at Disneyland Police Department. Because the Anaheim Police Department didn't keep the records of missing children that happen in Disneyland's area. And I'm like, why doesn't Anaheim Police Department have a record of all the missing children? I'm just curious if people go missing at the park, like, or around that area, if kids go missing. Because I just wanted to find out research so I could like, you know this information. Because I was digging into some stuff because supposedly there was some kid that said their kid went missing or something. But like, there's all kinds of disturbing stuff there. And I don't think Chris Tucker that was saying that right in the video.
Yeah,
I don't even think he's lying. I think he might be telling the truth in some regard.
I think he was.
I don't know if he was. I don't even know if he was exaggerating a little bit.
Well, so I just looked it up. So Walt Disney was in Demolé International. And so that
that's Freemason
children. A youth program for like the Rosicrucians.
Of course.
So, yeah, I mean, like, it's very likely that if you did a youth program, you probably continued on in secret, you know, which again, like, I always get really skeptical when some people say, oh, my blah, blah, blah was a 33rd degree Mason. I'm thinking like, I don't think so, because I always think like that if that person in your life claims to be a 33rd degree Mason, they're probably not one.
No,
because
no,
unless
no.
You've seen
the
ring and
stuff.
I'm not saying they couldn't be, but I'm saying like the most people would probably not be.
Well, no, they're the lower level 33rd degrees. So there's two different 33s. So there is a lot of people that are your uncles and your friends that are 33rd degree Masons that they didn't spit on the Bible when they were given the option, and they were, congratulations, you're a 33rd degree Mason. And they stay in the happy-go-lucky portion of the Masonic ritual, where they're just like friendly and they just live a happy life and they pretend like they're good helpers of society. Whereas the people that spin on the Bible when they're brought that thing, they go, congratulations, you're a 33rd degree Mason, but you're a whole nother level of 33rd. You are indoctrinated into the occult. And so there's a lot of people whose like cousins, brothers, uncles are 33rd degree Masons, but they're base level 33rd degree Masons. That's just the beginning. So like, they're not really in the occult. They're deceived in the program of Freemasonry, and we're not selected for witchcraft. So they don't even know. They don't even know that their Masonic stuff is like evil. They don't even know about the trafficking of children. Some of them, they don't even know that that's what's really going on. They're literally kept away from some of that component within their own organization, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So there's a lot of people whose like relatives are Freemasons, and they never did any terrible stuff.
Oh yeah. I'm always curious though, when you hear like that, you know, certain really famous people like FDR was only a 32nd degree, and you're like, how did he didn't make it to 33rd? You know, you're thinking like some of these people who are like really big time people, and they didn't make it to the highest level.
Cause the levels are based off of memorizing codes and the spells and these code books that are stupid. And like, if you get chosen from the occult, no matter what level you're at, they choose you there. And he just didn't do the rest of his homework. Like, it's not anything special.
Yeah. We're going to go over to this other video and maybe we'll finish with this, but I always say that this is the last video and I'll show you another one. But
did you see what happened with Kai and Drewski? So in the prayer, like the Thanksgiving segment, right? I think one of Drewski's friends, Kai was like, okay, can you say a prayer? So the guy starts saying a prayer, and then Kevin Hart starts like trolling. He's like, oh, you know, he's just laughing and stuff like that. He's making jokes. So he's like, okay, Kevin, why don't you say a prayer? Same thing. He's like, he's trolling too much to the point where it's like, nobody's laughing.
It's like disrespect.
So Kai takes over. He's like, okay, no, you're not taking it serious. Let me say a prayer.
Yeah.
Craziest thing ever. He starts the prayer and he goes,
yeah, I know.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That's crazy. In the middle of the prayer. And before that, even before Kai started his prayer, he started trolling so he wouldn't say, he wouldn't start it.
I hate when people disrespect God like that. Mm-hmm. That's just so cringe to me.
I don't get it. That he was like going to sleep or something, pretending like he was going to sleep.
Well, he was mocking like the whole time. Like he was like, he wouldn't let them pray. And then he was mocking again when they wanted him to pray. And then so somebody started praying, and then he was like, act like he was snoring during the prayer. It's just like, he's like trying to be so disruptive. It's just like like Kevin Hart's one of these people, obviously, that Cat Williams calls out all the time, like that dude sold his soul to the devil. I mean, that's why he's putting on a dress. And that's why he's in Disney movies. Isn't it interesting? Like, that's why you can be in family movies and you can just be this hit actor going from like, yeah, Kevin Hart. I mean, yeah, is he funny? I mean, he is sometimes kind of, but I mean, like, how many Kevin Harts are out there? You know, like, there's a lot of really funny people. A lot of people didn't put on the dress. A lot of people did not compromise themselves in those ways. And and so it's like, to me, this seems like this is a demon inside this guy that would only, because a normal person would be like, you're around this many people and they're all bowing their heads and you are mocking the prayer. Right? Right? I mean, like, that seems like the demon inside of him was getting upset.
Oh yeah, for sure. The demon
and was trying to stop what was happening, because I don't think, yeah, it's kind of like, all right, if he did it one time, that's bad. Two times, by the third time, I say there's a different level of like evil operating inside of him, and it's manifesting. Because I don't think normal people would do something like that. With that many people around, it's just like nobody's laughing.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Weird.
Honestly, at that point, I would have started casting the demon out of him. At that point, I'd have been like, all right, Kevin Hart, in the name of Jesus, whatever's in you, it's coming out. Like, I'd be like, all right, we're done here. And then, like, you know, I would have started praying, bro. Like, I hope more people get into deliverance and casting out demons and understand what it is, so that way they can start doing it. Because honestly, like, it needs to happen. Because, like, situations like that, bro, Kevin Hart would have got delivered right there in front of everyone. It'd been such a better video.
I mean, it would be good. It would just be like that obviously that guy needs something big time. I mean,
for
like,
sure.
It is troubling. I do like that certain people bring that out. And I think that was actually one of the top comments that were saying, like, the demon inside of him did not like that prayer.
No.
Which, I mean, so that was one of the top comments. So, like, yeah, so obviously there's hope yet.
Yeah, people
are
waking up to
it. I'm going
to play
this one last video, Brian. I'm going to play one more video. It's actually really long, and maybe I won't play.
Okay, I got to go too right after this. So yeah, let's do it.
Okay, we'll play this one last video, and this is I don't know. This might not make the cut of the show, but I thought this was an excellent video, and this is a very, very serious video. I don't know. Should I play this or not, Brian? Kind of teased it a lot.
Was it good?
Save. Actually, I'm going to play a different video, and I don't even know if this is legit. But since we do need to end with something, we're going to play one more video, and this is kind of short.
Have you guys heard about Omar Odavi? This is him on this chair. Scientists are trying to study his blood type and the metal content in his blood, because for whatever reason, he attracts sea life. They don't know if it's mercury, because he does have a high mercury count in his blood. But whenever he gets close to the ocean, animals are automatically attracted to him. They don't know if it's the magnetic field. They don't know what it is. But you can see here, they were trying to do a control group study where there's another guy that went on the beach in this chair and nothing came. And he sits and all these sharks come. And you can see that there's some stingrays in there. It's quite incredible. I wish that, you know, part of me wishes that I had this ability. But it does come... It does come with its downside. He has really poor circulation to his hands and his feet. So he constantly has to have them warmed and have heat pads on them. And, you know, Everest is out of the question, because they would freeze off right away. But quite cool.
Going in the ocean is out of the question because his hands would freeze off.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh, dude. This is like pure signs of demonic possession. This dude's got a demon living in him.
Well, I mean, what
like,
is like, but what's up
are
with
hot,
that? Like
cold and yeah.
But why what's up with the him being like Aquaman though?
Bro, it's not Aquaman. That's straight demons, bro. Like, the demons, the sharks are probably, like, trying to eat him. That's really, like,
but they looked all docile, though, just chilling.
Sure, sure, they do look chill.
You know, there's a crazy thing, and I think this is what people, like, really wonder about that. Like, you always hear that, like, the average shark attack is, like, within, like, 2 feet of water. And but some people obviously feel safer when they're in, like, really the shallows, which, of course, you would. But I've seen these videos from, like, the Outer Banks, North Carolina. That's where we vacation a little bit, where there's bait fish running up onto the sand, and sharks will literally go on the sand to eat the fish, and they will back themselves back into the water. So it's kind of like the fact that they're that shallow, that if they were aggressive, they could have eaten that guy. They could have got that guy off that chair easily.
I don't think those types of sharks are aggressive.
Sorry to bum you guys out, but yeah, sharks obviously, they are, when they're in a feeding frenzy, it is intense and it is scary. And obviously, those were big sharks. I don't know if, but there's like
they're
nurse sharks.
Yeah,
I don't know if those are the kind would eat, but still.
They don't really bite you, and they're nursing sharks. And it's just like, you know, that kind of stuff is, it's fascinating, but it's also just like, you know, I mean, there's something demonic in that. And I'm almost guarantee you. I mean, like, I would wonder, like, you know, there's a possibility that there could be like some love of Jesus or love of Christ that's attracting that in some regard. But when it comes to the level of like that supernatural where he's got power, it's usually demons. Demons can influence animals really easily. Demons can influence animals. Animals are not protected like humans. So demons can control animals and do all kinds of weird stuff with animals. And you'll see it over and over and over, and that's why you see it depicted in horrors, that like the people that can had like abilities to manipulate animals and control animals and be part one with animals and all that stuff. It has nothing to do with his body.
Communicate like telepathically with them.
Yeah, it's all a demonic thing. That is a demonic thing, like, almost guarantee you. Like, I would love to do the experiment while I'm sitting next to him praying and see if the sharks even show up or what happens. Or see if they just kind of like scatter and go away because whatever spirit there, I'll cast it out. That's just
pretty
not,
weird though.
Definitely strange, but it's super interesting. I love this kind of stuff. I want to be a part of these experiments. Anybody's got weird stuff like this, hit me up. I would love to join the experiment.
Oh no, he's praying now. The sharks are attacking him.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Well, you guys got any other explanations of what we just witnessed with those sharks, it is freaky. I mean, I do think that ocean animals or fish or sea life are very cool. As a young boy, I thought sharks were just the coolest thing, even though we live by the ocean and I should be scared of them, and I am. But there's just something like they just look so awesome. And just like, it's crazy how big fish get. Like, because there's really no end to the size they can get, like what's in the ocean. And yeah, there's something obviously unknown about the ocean. And I think obviously from like the ancient times, it was viewed as like literally part of hell, because it's like surrounding the earth where we cannot really live. Pretty interesting, though. I do think it's interesting. But anyways, guys, that's it for today. Once again, obviously Brian's links are going to be in the description. I'm still trying to get Brian to put out Ancient Angels Part 2. Hopefully that'll be out by the time you guys see this. Oh, okay. It's going to be out. It's going to be out today. Excellent. So you guys will already be able to catch Ancient Angels Part 2. And obviously I'll put the links in the description for that. And anything else you want to close with, Brian?
That's it, man. Thanks for jumping in. And yeah.
All right, guys. Appreciate y'all. God bless.
Later.
Closer, my child.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.